Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Traco Brainon, and this week we're looking at the ecologically unique karst landscape of South Roscommon. Karst comprises some of the most unique landscapes in the world, but it is also characterised by distinctive landforms. These landforms can be found both on the surface and below the ground and include enclosed depressions, sinkholes, sinking streams and springs. The South Roscommon karst landscape may not be the burn, but it is equally unique. To find out a bit more, I spoke to Liam Kilday from the Karst Farming Group and asked him for some background on the area and what a karst region is.
Well, basically, I'm going to give you my experience. I grew up on this karst landscape.
Okay.
And basically, as a child, I always walked it. And I had an interest in history and geology.
Yeah.
And I could never match it to anything. So when I got a bit older, I travelled to the Burn. Yes, it looked like the Burn, but it wasn't the Burn. I've been in Australia, the Barrier Reef. And so the karst is actually, it's a European terminology. So karst is something, it comes from Europe, but it actually means it's like the Burn. But what we have is a pre-Burn landscape. So what happened in the Burn was that the hazel was cut down and it was washed out. But our landscape didn't suffer the same deluge as in the Burn.
Yeah.
So that karst landscape, it has developed over millions of years. So karst is basically, it's a shell and it dissolves. Like water can erode rock, but karst will actually melt. So what you get massive cavities underneath. So what happens in a karst landscape, when it rains, the water doesn't erode, it actually melts it. So we have massive reservoirs of water under our landscape.
Okay.
And which is very lucky, because actually we depend, all our drinking water comes from groundwater. We're the highest, Cork and Roscommon are the two highest in the country for groundwater supply.
And this is all running along caves underneath the ground.
Massive caves and massive reservoirs of water underneath.
The karst region, do we know what the word karst comes from?
It's Eastern European.
Okay.
So there's karst, but there's all different variants of karst. There's high karst, and what we have is low-lying karst. And there was about 4,000 acres of this low-lying karst.
Yeah.
And it's all been removed now, so we're down to 30%. So we're down to a really tipping point. Because we never knew about it. We only discovered this in the last 4 years.
Oh, wow. Yes. Okay. Oh, I thought it was, a bit longer than that.
So the European Union did a survey on it about 13 years ago.
Yeah.
And it really didn't get out into the public. So the public only became aware of this 3.5, 4 years ago.
And when you talk about it being pre-burn, what you're talking about is that the hazel that was taken off the land there in the Burren, and then the rest of the land was washed off. It's the stone is very close to the surface in these regions.
That's correct. Yes.
So we're in this region itself, you can see it coming through the land.
There's actually a barrier reef down there, 336 million years old.
Wow.
Yes, sitting in South Roscommon.
Wow.
Yes, and you can actually see...
people are still flying by on the motorways, listening at all. Yeah. Yes,
and
yes.
You can actually see the fossils in the stones.
Yeah,
Now, the thing is that landscape is very fragile. So walks and tours are not to be encouraged, because you'd ruin it. We're actually a primary site for the wild orchid as well.
Yeah.
And some of them takes 15 years from seed to flower. So we developed a VR headset. So we can actually give you that experience without you actually damaging the landscape.
So you can walk through the landscape without walking through the landscape, correct. And you're getting the whole experience of it. Okay.
Yeah, and the hope is that we develop maybe a geopark in our region to highlight how important karst is, because it's unique to Europe. Like they say, 40 shades of green, and we had 40 shades of green in Ireland, and we've lost a lot of them 40 shades, and this is one of them shades. And I'm sure there could be 140 shades of green in Ireland.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's a lot more shades of green out there, and it would be great to see them coming to the fore, you get me? Because the more of this that we can hang on to, the better for the future, because the whole thing is to hand it on to the next generation intact.
And if people want to learn a bit more about this, they can go on. There's a connection with the Celtic Eye Art Group on Facebook,
correct.
On social media.
And we have Walk the Rocks as well. Walk the Rocks. And we also go into the Eumena Kingdom. So you can do a small bit of research. If you Google Eumena Kingdom, Celtic Eye Art Group, or Walk the Rocks.
Or Walk the Rocks, okay. Yeah. Liam, thank you very much for your time and for all that information. There's an awful lot of information there, a lot for me to take in. But thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
A fascinating look at a very unique area that I had known nothing about. For years, I've raced past the region on the M6 motorway near Ballinasloe, not knowing the ecological gem I was passing by. The karst region, which is similar to the Burn landscape, also has particularly unique and rare plant species grown on the land. As mentioned by Liam, you can find more information online through the Celtic Eye Art Group Facebook page, which was created by artists who were concerned about local and global environmental issues. You can also find plenty more by searching for the Eumena Kingdom, Walk the Rocks, or indeed by searching for Karst Landscape South Roscommon.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisiún na Meán with the television licence fee
and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.